Hi, and welcome to Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney. I'm Eleni Schumacher from Spineless Wonders Audio. The audio story you are about to listen to is a collaboration between writers and sound designers. It is inspired by a real location in the city of Sydney.
Chippendale Memories. It was the smallest house in the street. A worker's cottage wedged between a factory and a row of terrace houses in Myrtle Street. I remember the kitchen looked onto a high grey wall with a flaking sign advertising some long-forgotten product. Only the word elite was left. Nothing elite about that place. It always seemed crowded, but we loved the way we could run from room to room in a house with no doors. Grandad lived there with my Auntie Nell, Uncle Oz, Auntie Vera and my cousin Bill. When she was little, they enclosed the tiny front veranda so they could fit her bed into the front room. My sister and I often went there for weekends. You could smell the cabbage and corned beef cooking as we turned the corner from Shepherd Street. We all sat hugger-mugger on wooden trestles. Nell and Oz made us laugh, telling jokes and teasing. They were keen on the horses, and the radio would blast away when the races were on. They both worked in a clothes factory in Redfern. Everyone smoked in those days, and I remember the smell filling the house. Craven A's and Thin Capstan were their favourite smokes. Grandad had a job in the Arnott's factory on City Road. At night, the sweet smell of hot biscuits filled the air, and sometimes he'd bring packets for us to take home. His mum was old and lived in a dark house in Cleveland Street. It backed onto the same lane, so we could easily go back and forth. I remember her house was always full of people and dogs. Aunties and cousins, family who'd come down from the country looking for work. On hot Sundays, we'd all walk up the road and cool off under the big fig trees in the park. One Christmas, Ozzy had a surprise. He'd bought us a tiny puppy from the woman living in the gatehouse, and we carried it all the way home on the tram, wrapped in an old jumper. When no one was around, we'd hide in the bathroom and pretend we were grown-ups. Nell didn't seem to mind us trying on her makeup. Once we painted our cousin's face with rouge and mascara, but Auntie Vera said that was going too far. The very best fun were the wheelbarrow races. The big boys across the street built them from old pram wheels and wooden fruit boxes. So we all took turns racing down Myrtle Street with only a rope to steer the way. In those days, nobody in the street could afford a car, but someone would always play lookout at the corner just in case, as we flew blindly down the hill on a wing and a prayer.
That was Chippendale Memories, written and narrated by Brenda Saunders, with sound design by Owen Palmer. Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney, has been produced by Spineless Wonders and Echidna Audio and funded by the City of Sydney. The stories were curated and produced by Bronwyn Meehan from Spineless Wonders. Sound production was coordinated by Martin Gallagher from Echidna Audio. The website developer for this project was Jeffrey Zhang, with graphic design by Bettina Kaiser from Bettina Kaiser Art and Design. I'm Eleni Schumacher. To listen to more stories and find out more about this project, visit www.soniccity.com.au.